Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Leaving the Los Angeles Angels. It was interesting. He did a Zoom call today, Pujols did, and just flat out said, the Angels told you the reason they released me is because I demanded to play every day. That's not true. I did not demand to play every day. He's 41 years old. And he probably doesn't need to be playing every day anymore. He also said, more or less, evidence that I never demanded to play every day is that I'm not going to play every day with the Dodgers. I already know that. You get some games at first base, and they'll move Max Muncy around, and I'll be a late-game pinch hitter. And when we're playing AL teams, maybe I can DH, but I'm not going to play every day now. My goal is not to play every day. And my goal with the Angels also wasn't to play every day, or at least I didn't demand it. They have made it out like I had to play every day or else. So they said, or else, we'll release you. Thanks for your 10 years. But that's just not the way it went down. Who do you believe, the Angels or Albert Pujols?
I think I actually believe Albert Pujols just because you're not going to see him play every day. There's no way the Dodgers play him every day.
I would assume that, like in most cases, the truth is somewhere in the
middle. I think that's probably true, yeah.
Here's what I bet happened. Albert Pujols is playing a semantics game. I bet Albert Pujols never actually went to anybody and said, I demand to play every day. But I bet he made it clear he would prefer to play every day. And then they made it clear that's probably not what's going to happen. And then he made it clear he was frustrated. And then they made it clear, rather than deal with this season for somebody hitting below 200, we'd just rather move on. Like, why do we need to have a, future Hall of Famer, but total non-factor bitching in our clubhouse every day or pouting in our clubhouse every day? Like, why do we need that? You're not helping us much, but you could just be a problem in the clubhouse. Because, you hadn't demanded you play every day, but you clearly want to, and now you're walking around like you're walking around. So we'd rather just move on and be done with it. And then Albert Pujols can still stand there today and say, I never demanded to play every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you made it clear you weren't happy, that you weren't, and we knew you weren't, so we didn't want you unhappy around here every day. Don't you think that's probably closer to the truth?
Yeah.
I think that's probably what happened. He didn't demand to play every day, but he made it clear he was mad because he wasn't, and they made it clear you're just not going forward. And rather than have him mad every day, let's just remove this situation from our clubhouse, and perhaps we'll all be better off. We won't have an unhappy future Hall of Famer, and the future Hall of Famer who was unhappy here can maybe be happy with the Dodgers or anybody else because he's at least getting to continue his career in some form after having it ripped away from him in a pretty surprising fashion. I bet you that's something closer to the truth, but probably we'll never know for sure. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis is home of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekday mornings from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur.
Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
The thing about comparing rates at progressive.com is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about comparing rates at progressive.com. We probably don't even need the words comparing rates anymore to remind you that seasoning steaks at progressive.com is an easy way to save on car insurance, or that swimming in trousers helps you find the lowest rate. And that's the thing about foraging for truffles. You've heard a lot of ads about standing tiptoe on a cinder block. Compare rates and sing softly to a wounded field mouse and save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life.
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
You're looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, you need to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. The home of the Erie Rate Lock. It's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops $100. Your first accident is forgiven, and lower than normal rates are available right now. So take advantage of that. I'm sure you got a local doctor, a local dentist, a local attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. Trust me, when something happens to your home or your vehicle, you got to make that call, make a claim on your home or your vehicle. You don't want to call 1-800 number and talk to somebody who lives across the country, never heard of you. Doesn't know you. You're with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's not going to be your reality. Elizabeth Rook's got offices in the Memphis area. You meet her in person if you want to. Sit in her office. Let's give her a call. 901-867-7283. That's 901-867-SAVE. Those two locations, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other in Covington on Highway 51. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's on the web, rookinsurance.com. It's rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays. 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He owns dogs, takes pictures of them, puts them in the minivan, takes more pictures, joins me every day after 5. Did I tell you he owns dogs? Did I tell you he owns dogs? Did I tell you he owns dogs? He brings them to the show every day at 5 o'clock. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP. Thanks for asking.
They increased capacity at FedEx Forum to 40%. Is that just about right, not enough, or too much?
Well, from my profound epidemiological background, I got no idea. I have no idea. I mean, the truth is that, like, there were two developments on the attendance front today. AutoZone Park went 100%, no masks, full capacity, right? And I don't see how, again, like, what the hell do I know? But I don't see how anyone can object to that, given that it's outside and that there's been almost no examples of transmission outside, and given that the president says we don't have to wear our masks outside, and I mean, they do play baseball in Memphis outside, right? So that seems to me to be a-okay. Plus, the truth of the matter is, you know, it's not going to be capacity anyway, right? Aren't you 100% down with that?
I'm 100% at this point, honestly. I'm 100% down with anything,
right? I know you are. Let them die. So I don't think it necessarily follows from what the CDC and the president said last week, which was that if you are vaccinated, and outside, you don't have to wear a mask, right? Isn't that basically what they said? And that, and or if you're vaccinated, you don't have to mask wear inside either.
Here's the gist of it.
There's 18,000. It's a little different, right?
Well, here's the gist of it. If you're vaccinated, you are cool outside and also inside in most settings. The way this gets explained can get a little confusing, even for me. But here's the way I interpreted it, and this is why. I'm not pushing for it because like it's like pushing for the Grizzlies to trade for LeBron James. Like it's just not going to happen. Right. So what's the point? I didn't push for make it vaccinated only 18,000 inside FedEx Forum because again it's a waste of time. They're not going to do that. I acknowledge.
No, that's what I would be in favor of. 100%. That is what I would be in favor of. What we have both established. Make it back. If you're vaccinated, you can come in. Get naked if you want. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Come in and like actually get naked. I wouldn't even care.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, that'd be fun, I think.
Could be fun.
And could be slightly distracting for Steph Curry or DeMar DeRozan, whoever.
Well, I don't know if you noticed this, but Grizz is naked for much of it, you know.
And by the way, as I think about this, Steph got naked yesterday, right in the middle of the game.
Yeah, right. So, he did. So, pull up a shirt. Right. Yeah. No. Right. Show off. Right.
So that's what I would be for. If you left Gary Parrish in charge, I would say proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within 48 hours, come on in and let's fill it up to 18,000. Because though the CDC has said if you're vaccinated, you should be fined around vaccinated people or around unvaccinated people, they haven't said the same for unvaccinated people. So if you allow unvaccinated people inside FedEx Forum, according to the CDC, those people still need to wear a mask and those people still need to distance. Now, we know they're not going to because they don't care. But, like, according
to... That's the problem. There's a complete correlation now. If you are an unvaccinated person, you're not going to do the right thing. Anyway. You know, like, at this point, you've shown that by being unvaccinated. Like, what's the chances that at Costco yesterday, someone said... read the sign, and it said, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. And what's the chances that a unvaccinated person said, darn, guess I'll have to wear my mask then?
Yeah, Zero.
They don't want to do the right thing. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so my point is, I would be happy to fill FedEx Forum up regardless and just let the unvaccinated, you know, I wish them luck. Not really, but, like, if you need me to say good luck, I'll say good luck. But the only way to fill up FedEx Forum, according to current CDC guidelines, you can't have unvaccinated people in there because then you need masks and you need spacing.
Right.
But if you eliminate them from the equation, we could have 18,000 in FedEx Forum. That's what I want. I know it's not going to happen, but I would.
But here's the thing, though. Given that we don't have that, I mean, honestly, do we think they can have proper spacing with 17? Given that there's going to be unvaccinated people in there, right? And given what do we know, the CDC is not ready to say you can be inside with no masks and be unvaccinated, right? Are you convinced then that it is, I mean, from a public health perspective, the right thing to do to have 7,000 people? Are they really going to be all properly socially distanced?
Well, Drew Hill, I had him on in the first hour, and he said that his understanding is that they're cutting distancing down from 6 feet to 3 feet, and that's how you get to 40% capacity, which is more or less 7,000 people. I don't know. Here's what I do know, though. I guess the answer to your question was I don't know what's safe and what isn't, other than I know what's safe for me, and I know what's safe for my wife, and I know what's safe for my parents, and I know what's safe for basically everybody that I care about in this world at this point. So I don't really care about the rest of it. But here's what I know. Eventually, we are going to go to full capacity, vaccinated, unvaccinated, doesn't matter. So if you wanted to start it 2 nights from now as opposed to 2 months from now, I personally don't care. Now, I'll let the health department officials make that decision, but I personally don't care.
Right. The argument would be, I mean, obviously we're going to go, there will be 100% full football stadiums in the fall.
Yes.
So the argument, well, why not just do it today, is, well, that we're still in a fragile place with the pandemic and that things are great and all, but certainly trending in the right direction. But look at India and the variants, and you might as well be cautious as you take your foot off the gas pedal, and in fact, or take your foot off whatever, you might as well be cautious, and you know, you don't need to just go ahead and do it all at once. I think that would be the argument. And honestly, given where we've been, that seems perfectly sensible to me. That I mean, I was having this argument with Fishman, not argument, debate with Fishman today. He was saying, "Will you feel completely comfortable going to an 18,000 stadium. And I said, of course I will. Like, I'm vaccinated. Like, A, I had it, and B, I'm vaccinated. Why wouldn't I? And like, he still, I don't really understand still being worried about it. If you are vaccinated, well, I still wouldn't, I'd still be nervous about that. I don't really get that, I'll be honest. Like, any more than, yes, of course there's some still incremental risk, but there is, and now we really are to the point where there's a risk of getting in your car and driving somewhere, and there's a risk of, like, doing everything. But the point is that you're vaccinated. You will never be more safe than you are right now, because there will always be COVID in the world, and you are vaccinated. And I think the argument would be, oh, like, I sort of would say to fishermen, when are you going to feel safe doing that then? If not now, when? And I think the argument would be when the pandemic is even more under control. Right, we still have, how many cases did we have this year? Did whatever, 40,000? Like, whatever, like today? What it was. There's still, and the hope is that in 3 months, things continue to trend the right direction, you'll have it even more subdued. And so maybe then, but like, I don't really, fundamentally, in terms of my own personal safety, I don't really understand why anyone would have any compunction about going into and be jammed into the FedEx Forum. Wouldn't bother me in this life.
Wouldn't bother me either. Like, I don't understand how you can believe one thing and then not believe the other. In other words, I feel like I'd be talking out of both sides of my mouth if I said I got the vaccine as quickly as I could because the scientists that I trust told me it was safe and effective, but then also say, but I'm not ready to go to a basketball arena now, even though the scientists say
it's safe and effective.
Right.
Of course, it is a little different, just in terms of life, public policy, however you want, to be a little more cautious than the scientists say, and then to be a little more reckless, right? I mean, those are not exactly equivalent. People are more, you can drive 65. Some people like to drive 55, right? And so, like, that's true in the world. There are more cautious people out there in the world. But I fundamentally am with you. Like, we all got vaccinated. And one of my sisters is like this on the family Zoom. Like, she's still trying to sort of, you know, tutting when you hear they've eaten inside. Well, I went out to dinner inside this past weekend, and to me, the big sell of this vaccination is we have our lives back, right? And it is a freaking miracle that that science has done this, that we have been provided all of these vaccinations in the span of a year is a freaking miracle. And I hope people are grateful of it. And But yeah, I don't really understand why people would still be reluctant.
Yeah, we went to a christening on Saturday afternoon. Some friends of ours, a little boy, and you know, there's, I don't know, 40 people there, and let's just say the number was 40. It could have been 44 or 36, but let's just call it 40 because it's a round number. Everybody except one person, they actually checked, like, you know, before you come, are you vaccinated or not vaccinated? And only one person, I was told, who was there, was unvaccinated. And it was because that person's husband told her she shouldn't get the vaccine. And I was like, oh, is her husband a scientist? And they were like, no. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, like, why would she listen? But whatever, I don't care. Point is, she wore a mask, and the rest of us walked around shaking hands and pouring each other drinks.
She wore a mask?
Yeah, she wore a mask. Like,
at that point, you just feel like an idiot.
Whatever.
Or at least, like, their husband's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, one on one or the other, yeah.
Like, I would have actually made up a story before I said I didn't get it because my husband, who isn't a scientist, right, told me not to get it. Like,
yeah, I've had really bad reaction to vaccines, yeah, and I've whatever.
I'd have been like,
give it to me or something.
Or I already had it, and then I got the whatever, and they told me I need to wait.
I used the monoclonal antibody infusion. That worked for me.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I would have just, I would have lied before I said, well, my husband, who's not a doctor or a scientist, told me not. But whatever, I don't care. The point is, we all acted.
Something like 95% of the doctors in the United States have gotten it.
Right.
Just in, like, it's sort of obvious. You know, maybe they know what they're doing more than Joe down the street.
Don't tell that to Joe down the street. Don't put that on Facebook, because Joe down the street will hop on real quickly and tell you everything he thinks he knows about things he knows nothing about. But anyway, my point isn't to shame this young woman. She's beautiful and everything's fine. My point is, the rest of us acted like it was 2018, and we had a blast.
Isn't it a joy?
Yes, it was great. Like it was, it's actually, like, I saw one of my old professors. I hadn't seen him in forever. And my instincts were to give him a hug. And then I was like, is this okay? And I'm like, you know what? It is okay. Come here and hug me. And so, like, it was just the whole thing was fine. It was a good time. I'm glad we did it. And
I have shaken hands in the past week, and I have given – I mean, I was never – and I'm back to this awkward hugging thing. I've given a half shoulder hug in the past week.
Have you French, have you French kissed?
I'm not French kissing the past week. You know, yeah. Like I said, you got to ramp up slowly, right?
Well, that's the thing. People don't talk enough about the vaccine. It's all like, you know, I was going to take it too far.
Good.
I decided
good.
Not to.
Yeah, good. That's probably prudent. But anyway, I personally am glad that the Grizzlies are going to be at least at 40%. I mean, that makes me happy. Okay. I'm thrilled for that. I think it'll be fun.
Okay, now let me ask you this, because I don't know the answer to it. Can they sell 40% by Wednesday night?
I bet not.
I know. That's what I thought, too.
Well, and I think there's different reasons for that. One, there's still some people who are nervous, right? There's still some people who won't eat it inside, whatever. So there's those people. I don't think that's the bulk of it. Secondly, there's people who decided, yeah, I don't want to go because it's not going to be the same. And even though this will be closer to the same, those people are still like, yeah, it's not going to still 7,000 is an 18,000, you know, and I still can't get a big cup of popcorn, you know, or whatever else it is. Like, it's still, you have to buy certain drinks. Like, there's still going to be protocols. And so that might get in the way of some people. And then honestly, I don't think the loss to Golden State helped at all, right, in terms of just excitement for this team. And so people have kind of been out of the habit a little bit. I think there's lots of reasons, but I do not believe they will sell the capacity that they have to sell.
I heard you in Harrington.
I say that totally just off the top of my head.
Yeah.
What
it reminded me of is, you remember the Darius Washington free throws year? The Tigers were in the championship game early on that Saturday morning, and it was a massive game. CBS, America's Most Watched Network of Stars.
Right.
If you win, you go to the NCAA tournament. If you don't, you don't go to the NCAA tournament. You're playing Louisville, Rick Pitino. Like, what's better than that? Like, you, in theory, you'd be like, oh, wow, FedEx Forum going to be rocking tomorrow. It just wasn't. They didn't sell all the tickets. And the reason was because they were more expensive than normal, because they were conference tournament, and because they weren't already bought. And you couldn't get people in such a quick turnaround to go, yeah, I'm going to spend some money and go to that thing tomorrow. Now, this is a little different. That was not a pandemic. This is a pandemic, so on and so forth. But I remember going, man, people would kill to be at that game. But people just weren't at that game. If you remember, the upper deck was empty. Like, there was
No. That's really true. And it's why you can tell from the number of season tickets how, you know, in the end, you can't get, let's say the Grizzlies or the Tigers, whatever else, sell 7,000 season tickets or 6,000. Well, that means you're going to have a whole season of not great stadiums because you can't get not a very full stadium because you can't get 10,000 people to walk up, right? Whereas, you know, maybe for the Warriors, when people can do it, think in advance, that's the one time I'm going to get to see Steph, so I'll buy it and drive from Missouri, right? But beyond that, you can get several thousand people to sort of buy something on the spur of the moment and walk in, but you can't get, you know, that many people. And so, they're not going to have. But I also think those other things are still at play. You know, I think there's still some emotional distance between the team, and people are slightly less invested, I think, than they have been. I think there's still, I'll just get on board next year. I think there's lots of things happening that are at play here. It's the freaking Spurs, you know, again, like, with all due respect. And so, I think they'll sell a month. There'll be more. There will be atmosphere. I'm going to go tomorrow night. I mean, Wednesday night. I could go tomorrow night, but I'd be lonely. I'm going to go Wednesday night, and I don't go typically because there's no reason to go. You don't get better access. You don't get a better view. And there's no atmosphere to capture, which is why those are the reasons you typically go, for access, for the view, for what you get, what you see, and then because there's this great atmosphere that, you know, that you want to capture. And all year long, there has been none of those things. And so I just cover them from TV. But I think I'll go just because there might be a little more. It'll be a little different.
I was listening to you and Harrington talk this morning, and I thought you guys made an interesting point that I hadn't quite thought of yet, which is sort of the narrative connected to this Grizzlies team. Like, wherever this ends, Wednesday night, Friday night, sometime in the playoffs, that no matter what happens, the Grizzlies have taken a step in the right direction. Like they've exceeded expectations and they're better. They're ahead of schedule. I guess that's the phrase that gets thrown out all the time. The Grizzlies are really ahead of schedule with John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. But the point you guys made is if they are, quote, ahead of schedule because of where they finished this season, they're not ahead of schedule because of John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. It's because of Jonas Valanciunas and Dylan Brooks and Kyle Anderson. And so does that, you know, is that being interpreted incorrectly? Like, being ahead of schedule and finishing ninth in the West is encouraging if it's because John Morant took a big step and Jaren Jackson Jr. took a big step, as opposed to the pieces on the periphery taking steps in the proper direction. Just to expand on that, if you can, because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's really Chris who said it, is that those three players, it wasn't that Ja wasn't fabulous at times this year. Of course he was, and he's still the most important player on the team, and Jaren is still probably the second most going forward. But if you look at why they were better than people thought, it was because Jonas had a career year, it was because Kyle had a career year, and it was because Dylan had his best year. And, like, those are the three stalwarts. And there is a limit in the end to how far those guys are going to carry you, right? Those are all good players who had really good years, and they were the MVPs in many ways of this season. If you look at John Jaren, well, Jaren, obviously, because of injuries, it was not a good year for Jaren. It was a step back, again, just because of injuries. And then for Ja, well, he had moments, but it's clearer than ever that he has to work on A, shooting, and B, defense. Like, is that a little bit – the Grizzlies did not take a step forward because of the progression of their young stars. Now, the good news is it doesn't mean the young stars can't still progress. Like, there is a huge opportunity going forward. As I pointed out in my column today, after Steph's second year, they were 36-46, and the Warriors tried to trade him. So, you know, and he was older at the time than Ja is now. Ja can become a much better shooter. He can become a somewhat better defensive player. And Jaren obviously can have a much better year than he had. So there's still room for tremendous growth. And I still think you would say that the upside of those players is still whatever we imagine the upside ever to be. But this year was really largely a better year than we expected it to be because of sort of the middle class, you know, the slightly older guys who had career years, and you can interpret that however you will, but there is a limit to where those guys are going to carry.
The reason the Grizzlies lost yesterday was Steph Curry, period.
Right.
But the shooting woes were on display from the team in general, but especially Ja. There was this one sequence where they were playing off of him, so he's got a wide open three. He takes it, misses it. The ball gets kicked back out to him. Nobody tries to close. So he's got another wide open three, and you could almost see it. Like, I don't want to take this shot, but I have to take this shot. And then he missed it again. He finishes 1 of 6 from three. This is something we've talked about periodically throughout the season. But it is a real problem because I do, like, it impacts everything else he does, but I think it also impacts him mentally. Like, that is kind of humiliating is way too strong of a word. But it can be a little deflating, maybe, when the other team respects you so little as a shooter that they are comfortable just giving you wide-open three-pointers to the point where you have to take them, but you – I don't want to say you can't make them, but you're missing them about 70% of the time. Like, I do think that takes a toll on you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not equating him with Tony Allen as an offensive player. Obviously, he's a, you know, incredibly skilled, super productive, reigning rookie of the year, you know, star. But in the end, particularly you see it in playoffs. I mean, what did they say? They said when you listen to Steph be interviewed afterwards, they have some chance to literally study, zero in, and break down the film and decide what you're going to do in a way that in the regular season you don't, right? And so they focused on what they were going to do, and one of those things was, in the same way that they once decided not to guard Tony Allen at all then, but they decided here, we're just not going to – like, we're just going to let – we want Ja to take that shot. And it absolutely has to be demoralizing. He said himself after the game he's got to be better than that, and he does have to be better than that. But that doesn't mean making more of those shots in the moment. That means becoming a better shooter. And that is surely possible. Mike Conley was not a great shooter when he came to Memphis, and now he's an excellent shooter. So not for everybody. Like Rajon Rondo still can't shoot, so we'll see. But, you know, in fairness to Ja, he didn't really have a real off season. He's a kid. And so, really, I mean, in terms of the NBA, but it was absolutely in neon lights yesterday that he has to get better as a shooter and he has to get better as a defensive player because he is a liability on both of those things. And that impacts, you know, how far the Grizzlies can ultimately go in situations like these. Again, he's very, very young, and so he can get there, but he will ultimately have to get there, and you have to figure it'll be motivating to him this offseason.
That is Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio tomorrow, 9 a.m. Thank you, sir.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Ja has taken now, I guess we can just call it in the regular season, he took 241 three-pointers, which is more than the 179 he took last season. And last season he made 33.5% of those, so 60 out of 179. And this season it's 73 of 241, so it's 30.3%. Went down a little more than 3 points, and attempts per game went from 2.7 to 3.8. So he is still a low volume for backcourt players in the modern NBA. It's a low volume, low percentage three-point shooter. It is the biggest flaw in his game. It's actually a testament to how otherwise gifted he is that he is able to so consistently get to the rim and still make plays given how much teams will sag off of him. Because when they won't play you, everything else becomes more difficult. Being a great attacker becomes more difficult. Like, you always hear people talk about spacing in basketball. It's not something you heard so much about 30 years ago, but now everybody talks about spacing and the importance of spacing. Well, the best way to create spacing in basketball is with shooting. I'm not trying to do a coaching clinic here because I'm not a coach and I couldn't, but the best way to create space is with shooting. And when you don't have it, you don't have it. Or at least you don't have as much of it as you would otherwise have. That's why everybody wants fives now that can stretch the floor, fours now that can stretch the floor. The whole game is creating space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you've got a team like the Warriors were yesterday, just committed to not guarding Ja Morant on the perimeter, and they're going to go under every screen, suddenly the thing that makes Ja so exciting is like, paint touches, and either finishes at the rim or kickouts to open shooters, it's harder to get those things. Like, I don't know if you saw the Steve Kerr interview from Saturday, day before the game. He was asked specifically about John. He was talking about an amazing athlete, and he said, you have to be, if you're one of the bigs, you've got to be vertical and ready because he will get in there and he'll try to finish over you. And so the Warriors were very aware of that. So how do you prevent that? Make it harder for him to get in there. Just play off of him. Go under every screen. Play off of him. Now contrast that with what you see at the other end yesterday. Steph Curry. Now, it is ridiculous for anybody, myself included, to try to compare 21-year-old Ja Morant to two-time MVP Steph Curry, who's the greatest shooter of all time. But I'm just trying to illustrate how one thing, an inability to do one thing makes everything else harder, and the ability to do that one thing makes everything else easier. Steph is not as quick as Ja, not as athletic as Ja, not as bouncy as Ja, none of that stuff. How often do you see Steph get to the rim? All the time. You want to know why? Because you have to respect them so much as a shooter that you are fighting through this, fighting through that, trying to cheat this, trying to cheat that, and he will make you pay. If you try to take away what you perceive to be as a drive, boom, he's got a window, he's shooting it. If you try to take away every shot opportunity, he's going to slip through. and then he's finger rolling at the rim. Happened multiple times yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to shoot makes his ability to get to the rim a million times easier. In a vacuum, he cannot attack the rim the way John Morant can attack the rim. Not even close. But he can get to the rim in certain situations just as often in different ways. Why? They're trying so hard to take away the shooting that getting to the rim becomes easy. And you almost live with it because it's like at least not an open three.
Right.
Like there are times yesterday I'm watching that game and he just gets lost or somebody can't fight through it. And as soon as he catches the ball, you don't do this with many people in the NBA. Even in the NBA, as soon as he catches the ball, you go, oh, no. Because you know, like not when he shoots, you go, oh, no. Or when you see he knows it's good, you go, oh, no. When he catches and he's got just a little bit of space, you go, oh, no. Because you know he's shooting and you feel like he's making.
Mm-hmm.
His ability to shoot the ball like that allows him to get to the rim more often than he otherwise would. Ja's inability to shoot the ball, not like that. Nobody's ever going to need that. Ja can be an MVP without ever shooting the ball like Steph Curry. But Ja's still, what's the nicest way to put it, struggle with becoming a respectable shooter makes all the other stuff Ja does more difficult than it otherwise would be. Now, in fairness, Russell Westbrook became an MVP and the triple-double king without being able to shoot, really. Now, he can make a shot on you, but he's not a killer from the perimeter.
Right.
And he can still do the things that he does.
D-Rose, too, when he won MVP.
So you don't have to be a Steph Curry-level shooter or even a, quote, good shooter to be a really, really, really good NBA player, even an MVP, Russell D-Rose. But I do think you got to get better than this. You got to make them guard you. Because that sequence yesterday, I don't remember when in the game it was. But if you were watching the game, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
They gave him a wide open three, missed it. Ball gets kicked right back out to him. And when he catches it in rhythm, which is the best thing you can do to a shooter, catch a ball in rhythm.
Right, right.
He catches it in rhythm, and he knows he's got to shoot it. But he doesn't want to shoot that ball.
Right.
But he knows he has to. And then now you're in your head. You know you don't want to shoot it, but you got to shoot it. So you shoot it, but you're in your head. And then I think the way that unfolds, because Ja's smart, he understands this. He knows he only got those two shots because they wanted him to have those two shots. That'll mess with you. Imagine if you're a baseball player and this would never happen, but like you're batting sixth, seventh. This would never happen, but just it's the same type of thing. Every time you came up, they threw nothing but down the middle fastballs to you because they would rather do anything other than have you swing at the ball. It's like, what, you know, what? Why? Or how about this? Every time you came up, the person in front of you, every time there were two outs in an inning, again, this would never happen, but the guy in front of you, they intentionally walked him every single time. Because they were like, we got two outs. We'll walk this guy. We'll just pitch to this bum. And then boom, 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 strike three, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, ground ball, you're out. Boom, boom, pop up, you're out. Every time they had two outs, they walked the guy in front of you intentionally to get to you because they know they can get you out every time. At some point, you'd be humiliated. You'd get in your head. My God, these people are actually intentionally walking people to get to me because they know they can get me out every time. And they're actually getting me out every time. That'd drive you crazy. Drive me crazy. Well, that's the basketball equivalent of that. Every time I catch the ball on the perimeter, nobody comes out here. The first thing you're taught in basketball, the age of seven, is to close out on shooters. Get a hand up. What does everybody say? Get a hand up. Contest. Close hard. Contest. Get a hand up. Now you're in the NBA and nobody's closing out. Nobody's even trying to contest. Nobody's getting a hand up because they don't care. If they contest, you might not shoot it. If they don't contest, you will. And that's what they want. That'll mess with you. And I'm certain it messes with him. So that's not something going to be fixed overnight, but it is something that needs to improve to take him to the next level of a player. Because, and this is where it starts to happen in the playoffs, and ultimately whether the Ja Morant era is a success or a failure is going to be determined by where the Grizzlies go in the postseason. In the postseason is where this stuff starts. Like, remember, the whole don't guard Tony Allen thing? That wasn't something that happened in January on a Friday night regular season game. That was something that happened in the playoffs. The Warriors said, okay, what are we doing here? Okay, why are we guarding this guy in the corner? He's not doing, he can't hurt us from there. So let's just not guard him. Clog up the middle, take away driving lanes, and if they want to throw it to him, let them throw it to him. That started in the playoffs. Steph hinted at that. We got time now to really focus on you. We don't have four games this week. We got you. You're what matters. So we'll focus on you. What can we take away? And it's pretty clear. That's what Golden State decided it could do yesterday to Ja Morant. We're not gonna contest. We're not going to get a hand up. We're not going to close out. If he wants to try to drive into a pack of people, let him. And if he wants to take the wide open threes, we'll live with that. If he burns us, we'll trust that it won't happen next time. Be back in a second.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in some, warm in winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
I have so many people tell me they hear my ads on this station and that they want to know if I'm really as bad a golfer as everyone says. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. And yes, I hate to say I am. I wish I were in my 90s because I could then tell people I shoot my age. But being a bad golfer is not terrible because I devote so much of my time to selling homes to keep my clients happy. Over the many years in the real estate business, I developed a highly successful strategic marketing program, not merely a listing program. Using preparation, presentation, and proper pricing, it works. If you're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and make sure that I am one of them. Find out why people often say that when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. Do it now. Shell Dunn, 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com.
We remain in a global pandemic, so it's possible you don't want a lot of people in your home for showings. With Josh Hisaw, that's not a problem at all. He sold Tracy's home in Cordova virtually in just 2 days without anybody ever visiting the home. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hisaw. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hisaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent, you know, with the best marketing strategy, somebody who can expose your home to the most buyers and negotiate for the most money possible, then what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. His number is 461-8147, 901-461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh. Go to joshhisaw.com.
I got Jeff Allen, the Kia man that'll make you happy, happy in your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff, what's the scoop?
The scoop is you got to get to Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah to get a 2021 Kia Forte for just $139 a month. Or how about a 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month, and a 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $199 per month. All 36-month leases and only $3049 due at signing.
Plus the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget West Memphis, Arkansas, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME358110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695 excludes tax, title, and license, with approved credit, warranties, a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 5/31/21, dealer stock only.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing,
The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wendy's Frosty Chino is cold brew with frosty creamer. What does that mean? It means we took rich, smooth cold brew and then added your choice of vanilla or chocolate frosty creamer. Can you say good morning? Or better yet, Wendy's Frosty Chino? It's cold brew with frosty creamer. It's only at Wendy's and it's delicious. So ditch the stuffy coffee shop and say hasta la vista, barista. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty Chino and start your morning right.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Memphis Barbecue Company is at 709 DeSoto Co. So it's easy to find if you're coming from Memphis. Just take 55 South to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. Right there. You can see the sign from the interstate. So it's easy to find, easy to get to. And it's the only Memphis area restaurant that actually serves world championship barbecue. And that's because it's owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a seven-time world champion, the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So if you want terrific barbecue, can't go wrong at Memphis Barbecue Company. But if you're not into barbecue for whatever reason, then understand there's something on that menu for you. It's not just barbecue. They've also got catfish and salmon and chicken and smoked wings and burgers. Go look at the menu at memphisbbqco.com. I promise you there's something on there that you're going to like. So when you're sitting around and wondering what you're going to have for lunch or dinner and you got other people involved, and you say, hey, you want barbecue? And they say, I don't know if I want barbecue tonight. Say, okay, well, then let's go to Memphis Barbecue Company because I'll get barbecue, and then you can get whatever you want. There's something on the menu for you. Again, go check that menu, memphisbbqco.com. You can dine in or pick up an order. You can make that order online at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. Also, if you're looking for a job, they're looking to hire you. You can apply online at memphisbbqco.com. Just click the tab that says careers. They need employees. They're super busy. They need employees. If you're looking for employment, try Memphis Barbecue Company. That website is memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. The lead headline, ESPN.com, as of this moment, the story that broke this afternoon, Bob Baffert has been suspended from entering horses at New York racetracks, pending an investigation into Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's failed post-race drug test. And that means Baffert, temporarily at least, will not be allowed to stable any horses at Belmont Park, Aqueduct Racetrack, or Saratoga Racecourse, or run any of his horses at the New York Racing Association's tracks. And that ban does include races at Belmont Park, where the Belmont Stakes is coming up June 5th. So as of this moment, Bob Baffert will not be allowed to enter a horse in the Belmont Stakes, which is the third leg of the Triple Crown. This is falling down on him pretty good.
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it.
Stop cheating, man.
Yeah.
He's the face of the sport, and it looks like he got caught cheating.
Is he the face of the sport?
Who else would be the face of the sport?
Not a great face for the sport.
He's actually got a pretty good face. White hair, sunglasses, recognizable.
You don't like
his face?
No, I don't like his look.
Would you trade your face for Bob Baffert's face?
No.
I think I would trade my face for Bob Baffert's face.
No.
I 100% would trade my face for Bob Baffert.
Are we including, like, the hair look?
I feel like I'd take the hair, too.
No, I'd rather just stick with having no hair than that hair.
You would rather be bald than Bob Baffert?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that. Let me do a Google search
here.
That's an ugly look. Let me get a fresh look on this. Bob Baffert. Let me set my eyes on him real quick.
It's creepy.
It's not great.
It's a creepy hairdo.
It looks wealthy.
It looks creepy.
If you saw that guy walking around with his sunglasses and his white hair, you would go, I bet you that guy
I'd be like, let's throw something at that guy.
You would want to throw. You would want to toss something in his general direction.
Looks like a tool. Let's throw something.
If I saw him, I would go, that guy looks like he's done well in life. Not that you can always tell who's done well in life by the way they look, but I'd take my chances by assuming that guy's done well in life.
Yeah.
And he had been doing pretty well in life. Then he got caught cheating. What appears to be cheating. His horse did test positive for a banned substance. That's not up for debate.
Right.
How did it happen? Bob Byford initially said, I don't know. Maybe it was sabotage. Cancel culture. And then he said, oh, come to think of it, we did give the horse this thing, and turns out this thing has that thing in it, so that might be the explanation. But then every other trainer in the world says, yo, man, you know what's in that substance that you gave that horse. You knew what you were doing. You were just hoping it would be out of the horse's system by the time the horse had to be tested. And it wasn't, so now you're here scrambling. I think he's a cheater.
Yeah, he's a cheater.
He's a cheater. Now he's paying a price.
See you, Bob.
See you, Bob.
Enjoy your wealth.
We'll have a Belmont Stakes without you.
We need a new face of horse racing, too.
Who do you think it can be?
I have no idea. Wes Welker.
Maybe the new face of horse racing should be Wes
Welker. Remember that picture of him when he was at Kentucky Derby a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
He was going after it. That'd be a good face.
Ever tell you about the time I hung out with Wes Welker's wife all night?
Really?
Before she was Wes Welker's wife.
Who's his wife?
Anna something. She was a she was a Hooters calendar girl.
Oh, that's cool.
A friend of mine was dating her before Wes Welker.
How about that?
So we hung out all night one night.
How'd it go?
Went well. I mean, like, you know, for my friend, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went back to my hotel, went to sleep when
then
the night was over.
Then she left him for Wes Welker, so.
And then she eventually left him for Wes Welker. No, she, I'll be real quick with this. So that I was out of town, and my buddy was like, hey, you want to come out and have drinks? Because you're in town, and this is where I live. I said, sure. Yeah. And we had another buddy there, and it was just three of us at the bar. And my guy's just looking at his phone all night, clearly distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, listen, I want to hang out with you, but like this girl I've been seeing, she's texting me. Do you care if she comes up here just to hang out with us? I was like, I don't care if she comes. What do I care?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Sunday night, whatever. So he goes, okay, I'm gonna tell her it's cool if it's cool. I said, of course it's cool. So he tells her it's cool. She shows up, and I'm like, good Lord. Like, how did you not invite her here to begin with just to show her off? I was like, what is going on here? And so she went to the bathroom at some point, pleasant girl, and then she goes to the bathroom at some point. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? This is impressive stuff. And he goes, Googler, Googler, Googler. And I was like, Googler, what is it? Like, Googler, Googler? Like, where? What am I going to run into? He told me her name. I don't remember it right now. It feels like it was Anna something. And then, like, she's like Hooters Person of the Year.
And oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, she looks like she could be Hooters Person of the Year. And that's the last time I saw her. I remember her fondly. And then she broke up with my buddy, and she married Wes Welker. And I hope they're still together, but I have no idea.
Yeah, who knows?
Anyway, that's the only Wes Welker story I got.
Maybe she can be the face of horse racing.
She could have been that night, boy. She could have been that night. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Switching your car insurance to GEICO is both easy and could save you hundreds. It's the best of both worlds. Like a butcher with a sense of humor. A co-meet, Ian.
Well, I'd tell you a joke, but I'd probably butcher it. The stakes are too high.
GEICO. Easy and savings. The best of both worlds.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasselton from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. DesotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DesotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Gossett Kia on Covington Pike is celebrating Memorial Day all month long, and we can put you in a new Kia for less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $139 a month. 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $199 a month. All 36-month leases, only $3,049 to its signing. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Forte, $139 a month lease. Soul, $179 a month lease. K5, $199 a month lease. So hurry to Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage. Forte, ME358110, MSRP 20,590. Soul, M777-6411, MSRP 21960. K5, MG005197, MSRP 26170. Includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes tax title and license with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 531-2021. Dealer stock only.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
For more than 15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. I want to be clear. Doesn't mean you got to drink it straight. Just means it's so smooth you can drink it straight if you want to. You want to mix it with something? Fine with me. I promise you it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to go spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka, the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months, whether you're watching basketball, baseball, golf, or anything else. In the flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long, longer than what I just mentioned. If your favorite store doesn't have the flavor you want, ask them to get it for you. They can. Also, understand New Amsterdam has a gluten-free vodka, so if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A lot of stuff, but I think the main thing, if I had to identify one thing, Arkansas failed us.
Yeah.
And I don't say
at
that
least
lightly.
That inspector did.
I don't say that lightly. I like that state.
I love that state.
Some incredible wiffle ball players come out of that state.
Careful, GP.
What do you mean careful?
I just don't want you to disparage Arkansas too much. We love it there.
I would never disparage Arkansas.
Okay. They got a bad bridge inspector, though.
But that bridge inspector, It's a subpar bridge inspector.
Yeah, I'll say.
For 2 years, it's your job to inspect a bridge. It's got a huge fracture in it, and you don't notice it, putting all of us at risk. Imagine if one afternoon the greatest wiffle ball players in the world were traveling from West Memphis to Memphis across that bridge, and it collapsed because of that fracture, and we lost an entire generation of wiffle ball players. It'd be like if the Dominican Republic lost an entire generation of middle infielders.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Dominican Republic is where you get a middle infielder.
Right.
West Memphis is where you get a wiffle ball player.
I didn't know that. I learned that today, actually.
Oh, no, it's true. It's true. And that bridge inspector put too much at risk. Put too much at risk. He was fired earlier today and could face criminal charges. I say let him. We're all lucky to be alive because you can't recognize a fracture in a bridge, even though it is literally your job to recognize a fracture in a bridge. Shame on you, sir.
What's the biggest game tonight?
No NBA tonight.
Nope.
So the biggest game is clearly Mets Braves at Truist Park.
Okay, I thought you might go with that.
Cumberland, Georgia. The Mets are 18-16, half game up on Philadelphia, top the NL East standings. Braves 19-21, two games back of the Mets. The Mets are hurt.
Are they?
Everybody on the team's hurt.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Who's pitching tonight?
Taijuan Walker.
You're cool with Taijuan Walker, of course.
He's been great.
Yeah.
Love Taijuan Walker.
Good.